The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Hello, my name is Sim Wee Boon from The Morning Run, and with me today is Dr. Tan Ee Sion, Program Director of Bachelor of Digital Health at IMU, and she's here to talk about the challenges of digital healthcare. Dr. Tan, the rise of digital healthcare services also raises questions about the robustness of data privacy protections. What mechanisms need to be in place to secure trust in digital healthcare systems?
Mechanisms to be considered are multi-factor authentications to establish confidence in authenticating users to encryptions of sensitive information. In conjunction with multi-factor authentications, experts in cybersecurity are pushing for passwordless authentications where biometrics, OTP, and registered smartphone are used. In addition, a mechanism such as public private key cryptography to encrypt and digitally sign sensitive data transmissions in order to boost integrity and privacy. Another suggestion is that all sensitive data collected locally by an application should be deleted as soon as the user's session is securely terminated and the user has left the application.
How should policymakers address the digital divide that could crop up as digital healthcare services become more widespread?
Digital technology must deliver affordable, easy-to-use healthcare solution to a growing and aging population. Substantial efforts need to be made to normalize the use of digital health, and it should include upskilling both health professionals and the general public through educational initiatives. The policymakers play a vital role in creating awareness among the public.
What modules does IMU have in its degree program to ensure that graduates are sensitized to concerns over digital healthcare?
We have one module in Bachelor in Digital Health, focuses on healthcare ethics and professionalism. The module covers the ethical and legal perspective of what is required in the healthcare computing professional, as well as how they affect the software development of systems used in organizations. This would include various coverage on issues such as ethical philosophy, information privacy, computer crime, and considerations on the international and local legal framework to protect software system development. Following this module, we will engage with some digital health company and invite policymakers from the Ministry of Health to share their experiences in dealing with the change in healthcare ecosystem in Malaysia.
That was Dr. Tan Ee Sion, Program Director of Bachelor of Digital Health at IMU. I'm Sim Wee Boon from The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.